good to be here in the Lord's house. As Jerry said, I'm tired, weak in body. But I began to think about Paul over there. He said, when I'm weak, amen, the Lord will make me stronger. Amen. Amen. He said, most gladly, therefore, I rejoice in my infirmities, for when I am weak, then he is strong.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad his grace was sufficient for Paul, and his grace will be sufficient for us today. Right. Amen. If we'll just obey the Lord and do what he'd have us to do. That's all he requires of us, is that we just obey his voice. Amen. And do the best of our ability what he called us to do, what he has us to do. Amen. And I've got some scripture on my heart, been on my heart for about a week or so, and been wandering around with it and trying to figure out what the Lord wants me to do with it. But, amen, I don't know what to do with it. It's just going to have to be what he wants to do with it. Amen. And you got your Bible, turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Very familiar scripture. We'll do our best to do what the Lord has to do. And then, amen, let him have his way tonight. He's being in prayer for us. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we'll start the very first verse here. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down. A time to build up. A time to weep. A time to laugh. Time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep. A time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence. A time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. The Bible says, and if you skip on down to verse 15 and 16, it says, that which has been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. Moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. And I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wickedness, the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. If you'll turn over a couple pages into chapter 8, amen, to give you a couple seconds to get there. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Because to every purpose there is time and judgment. Therefore, the misery of man is great upon him. And that's about as far as we're going to read today. Very familiar scripture, at least the first part of this was, Ecclesiastes 3, where it talks about a time to every purpose under heaven. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good to them that love God.
Yeah.
Them are called according to his purpose. Amen. That word purpose appears here. A time to every purpose under the heaven. And I begin to ponder on that word time. Amen. You know, we know that time is not a great thing with the Lord. I begin to think about all the prophets of old and all the different men of old who have seen God's power not only work miracles in the body, but work miracles in time. And I was reminded of Joshua chapter 10, amen, where the sun stood still and refused to go down about a whole day. And God had control over that time, amen, that time frame. And begin to think about Hezekiah, amen, where he began to cry and put his face to the wall. Jerry preached on Hezekiah, or maybe it was me, one of us preached on Hezekiah not too long ago, where he put his face against the wall. And, amen, he prayed the Lord to remember the good which he had done in his lifetime. And, amen, God bent time a little bit and added a little, about 15 years to his life. Amen, made the sun go back 10 degrees or the shadow go back 10 degrees. And, amen. A lot of things that God has done with time. We know that, amen, in the 2 Peter 3 over there, it talks about God, amen. He said that the one day is just like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is just like one day. Amen. A lot of people have issues with God and how long it took him to make the world, how long creation took, and amen. Only God, amen, actually really knows, amen, because he was there, amen. I don't know about you, but I was not there. Amen. When God made the world, amen, there was God the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. They were there. They said, let us make man in our own image. Amen. And he had control over time. Amen. And I begin to think about that time. Amen. Surely in our own lives we have different times. We have different seasons. We think about the spring season that is upon us right now. Amen. It won't be long. We'll blink our eyes and it'll be summer.
Amen.
We'll blink our eyes and it'll be fall. And then winter will come around and it just keeps going just the same as it always has. Amen. There's different seasons that we kind of come to expect. Amen. There's different times, different holidays. Today we set aside time. Amen. This morning to commemorate our mothers. Amen. Both that are still living and that have gone on. Amen. To honor them. And before long it'll be Father's Day and we'll have a set time for that. A set time for all the different holidays we know of, all the different birthdays and anniversaries. We do that every Sunday. Amen. There'll be time for Christmas before too long, time for Thanksgiving. Amen. I just begin to think about all the different aspects concerning time.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know where the message is going. I'm just doing the best I can to follow the Lord.
Right.
But you know, I would agree. Yeah, I believe you'd agree with me if I said right now, amen, it's time for church. Amen.
Yeah.
We're having church right now. And I'm glad, amen, that the Bible says He has a different time for everything. There's a purpose for it. Amen. There's a time to do certain things. Amen. Brother Jerry has told me time and time again. He said, timing is everything. Amen. Hey, and I tell you what, I begin to think about timing and begin to think about time. Amen. We set aside time every week. Amen. To come in the Lord's house. Amen. We can never pay back God for all He's done for us, no matter how much time, amen, we set aside for Him.
Yeah.
Hey, there's no way we can pay Him back. Hey, but He said here that there is a time for everything, every purpose under heaven. I begin to think about that, and I'm glad today. Amen, as we're in church right now is time for church.
Right.
Amen, you think about God when He was calling out, Paul was calling out the Corinthians. He began to tell the world, He began to say, now is the accepted time.
Yeah.
Amen, behold, today is the day of salvation. If you hear His voice, harden not your heart. And I'm glad today when we go to church, hey, we set aside time. We know, amen, we just got back from, amen, Melissa's folks. We were celebrating Mother's Day over there. And, amen, they was watching a ball game. They was having ball games on today. And they was all wearing pink down there at the ball games to celebrate Mother's Day. Hey, you know, when we go to a ball game, we consider that a time, amen, to cheer for our own team and root for our team. Hey, amen, we boo the other team. We have fun in sport like that. Amen, but I begin to think about church. Begin to think about, you know, when we're in church, it's okay, amen, to shout for the team, amen. It's okay to root for the home team, amen. Amen, it's time for that to happen. There's a set time, amen, to worship the Lord. Amen, the world might not see it as a time to do that, but that's the world's problem. It's not mine and yours. Amen, I'm glad today when I feel the work, the Spirit coming on, hey, and I feel like I need to shout, then I can shout.
Yeah,
I feel like I need to lift my hand, I can lift my hand.
Right.
Amen, why is that? Because this is a time to do that.
Yeah.
Amen, it's time that's set aside for God. Hey, and if we truly want God to have His time, hey, then we need to do what He'd have us to do in that set time. Amen, I believe. Amen, nowadays that we're living in, time is growing short.
Yeah,
talked about that today, about the time getting shorter. Amen, every year we change our daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Amen, in one part of the year we'll fall forward and we'll set our clocks forward. Amen, we'll lose or gain an hour, and the next part of the year we'll set them back and we'll lose or gain an hour. Hey, I tell you what, God, amen, He expects us to when we're on His time, amen, expects us to do what He'd have us to do.
Amen.
He said He seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Today when Jesus was at the well, Jacob's well, and the woman was talking about worshiping over there on this mountain, amen, Christ said it doesn't matter if it's a mountain, there's going to come a time. Amen. Whether you're worshiping on the mountain or where you're worshiping, wherever it may be, it doesn't matter the place you're worshiping. Amen. It matters what's on the inside.
Amen.
He said it's going to worship Him in spirit and in truth. God seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I believe we're on God's time. Amen. Right here in this church tonight.
Yeah.
This morning we was on God's time. Hey, and if there's ever a time that we need to make sure, hey, that our heart is right, amen, that we need to feel liberty inside. Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yeah.
Amen. If we feel the liberty where we can walk to the altar,
amen,
have a good old talk with Jesus and make everything right,
yeah,
Brother Jerry.
Amen.
Hey, man, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Amen. Hey, because that's God's time. Amen.
Amen.
We want to do what God would have us do in this service.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're supposed to sing, if God puts a song on your heart and you don't sing, amen, then you've robbed God of His time.
Right, brother. Yeah.
He talks about robbing God of tithes and offerings. They said, well, what do you mean we've robbed you? In tithes and offerings, you've robbed me. You know, we rob God of our time a lot of times.
Yeah.
We got, they say, I think 160-something hours a week. Amen. 10% of that is 16 hours. I don't know about anybody here that spends 16 hours with the Lord. Surely not.
Right, brother.
Amen. Rob God of His time all the time. Amen, but I'm glad we've got a time that we can set aside, just like tonight and this morning. Amen, we go to some Wednesday night service at a different church, or Thursday night at Cornerstone, some places like that. Amen, and that is God's time. Amen,
amen.
We can leave the world outside,
amen.
Amen. Be able to get in God's time zone. Amen, they call these different things time zones. You cross over here and so-and-so county's an hour ahead, or so-and-so state's an hour behind. Hey man, we get in the time zone of the church.
Amen.
We walk through the doors.
Yeah.
Hey man, isn't it funny how, amen, time just flies by?
Yeah.
I can find myself going down the road sometimes, and amen, before you know it, you're getting off the exit that you're supposed to be at home, and you don't know how in the world you got there. Amen. There's a lot of weird things that happen when it comes to time.
Yeah.
They say time flies when you're having fun. Amen. I find that to be true. Hey man, you find something you don't like to do, you just hate to do. Well, the days and the minutes just creep on by. Look at that watch. You're like, man, I'm ready to clock out, go home, have some bite to eat. Amen. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Hey, but if you find yourself doing something you really love, you really enjoy, well, the time just goes on and you wonder where it went.
Yeah.
Would to God that it would be when we was in the church house. Hey man, the time would just fly by because we're in the presence of the Lord. And we wondered, Lord, where did it go to?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not done yet. I want to be able to spend more time with you. Hey man, I like it when we have services. When nobody wants to go home because, hey man, it just feels like the service is over with too soon. Felt like that in the revival, seemed like to me.
Yeah.
Amen. Just went on by just like that. Before you knew it, it was time to dismiss and go home.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm glad we got a set time, amen, to worship the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. This message may be a little scattered, but that's what was on my heart.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. Think about when you're in church. Amen. That's God's time.
Yeah.
We need to respect that. It's God's time.
Yeah.
Hey, if He tells us to shout, we need to shout. Hey, don't worry about it if your neighbor's looking at you. Hey, man, that's God's time. That's between you and the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if the neighbor ain't going to have no problem, if the neighbor has a problem with it, hey, then you let them take it up with the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Man, we worship the Lord. We need to worship Him in spirit and truth.
Amen.
And because it's His time. Bible talks about redeeming the time.
Yeah.
Because the days are evil. Well, the devil just takes away time from us. Amen. Before we know it, well, opportunities have went on by. Opportunities are gone. Amen, because we've listened to the old devil putting things off. Amen. Hey, but that's why God said that now is the accepted time.
Amen.
Harden not your heart if you hear His voice today. Amen. If we hear His voice.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Brother Jerry tells a story about David. I tell you what would have happened, Jerry, if you just spent a little bit more time just putting it off and say, well, we're at the hospital. We're doing the work here, Lord. And we're doing this right here. What would have happened if he had put it off just a little bit? Ain't no telling. He might not have been able to make heaven his home.
Right.
Because that was God's time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a time and to every purpose.
Yeah.
Everything that happens, there's a time for it.
Okay.
A lot of people say there's a reason for everything. Well, let's say that. It says there's a time for every purpose under heaven.
Yeah.
And we need to be more sensitive to God's timing.
Amen.
Amen. To His time. Amen. More respectful of it. I mean, I don't know about you, but I want to get closer, amen, to Him, to where I can listen to Him and He say, now's the time.
Yeah.
Amen. Go now. No way.
Yeah.
Amen. God wants us to do things for Him, and He wants us to do them right when He wants us to, right when the timing is right. And we don't know when the timing is right. I'll tell you right now, me and Jerry, we don't know when the time is right. You have to be in tune with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
To be able to discern.
Yeah.
Amen. Good and evil. To discern the spiritual things. Amen. Amen. Because we don't know it all. God knows it all.
Amen.
If we want to be His vessel and be used of Him,
amen,
amen, we need to be more aware of His timing.
Yep.
Be more aware of His time.
Amen.
But that's what's been on my heart. Amen. I hope you got something out of the message. Amen. Did my very best to try to just let the Lord just lead. Mm-hmm. I hope somebody got something out of it tonight. Amen. If you got anything that you need to come and get things right with the Lord, amen, now's the time.
Yeah.
Amen. If God calls you, right now's the time. Amen. Yeah. It's His time, and He's wanting you to share in that time with Him.
Amen.
Amen. So right now is the time, as we all stand. Amen. If she wants to come and get a song, amen, just play just a verse or two. Just that much is all you need. Amen. Don't want to waste God's time. Amen. His time is very important. Amen. Don't want to waste the time that the Spirit wants to go out and sow the seed, make the work known.
Amen.
I tell you what, need to be attuned to the timing of the Lord. That's been on my heart for the last several weeks. I don't know about you, if you got anything out of it, but I tell you what, I have, and I'm glad that God amen, was able to use that message somehow.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for nobody else, it was for me. Amen. Search your heart. You may have a need for your lost loved one. Amen. You may have something that you just need to talk over the Lord. I don't know. Maybe your heart's right.
Amen.
Maybe you got some loved ones, amen, that you prayed for. I don't know.
Amen.
If God's talking to you, then now's the time.
Amen.
Sometimes we just need to let God just have slow time.
Amen.
Just slow down.
Yeah.
And be in that plane where God can really talk to us. You know, God wasn't in the wind. He wasn't in the fire. He wasn't in an earthquake. And Elijah was in the cave. He was in a still, small voice.
Yeah.
He was only when things got quiet.
Amen.
When things were quiet, when things were slowed down, amen, that God could talk to him. If we would just slow down more.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all pray for me that I slow down more. A lot of things get on my plate, and I think I got to do everything in the world, and you just can't do it all. Amen. But I thank you for your attention tonight. Appreciate getting to come and preach again, and turn it back over to the pastor.
Amen.